What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Wagwan, man.
Wiggy is wound tight this morning. Just
man.
A warning. Over something that he saw last night watching football.
Yes. Two games on, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a football fan, you got your fix.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Very similar to us, New England Patriots here. Washington football. What are they, Commanders now?
Yeah, whatever.
Football Commanders.
Football club, football program, whatever you want to call it.
Like us here in New England,
yeah.
O-line stinks.
This is going to be a great point, I can tell. I can feel it coming. Curtis, can you feel a great point coming from Coach Wiggins?
I can. I think that Wiggy was great yesterday, despite the fact that he drove an hour outside of where he should have been. And today I think he's going to be doing a four-hour just masterpiece.
Like us?
Horrendous offensive line.
Yes.
And what happens? Whose play do you see that you're focused on last night?
One quarterback, i.e. Jaden Daniels,
yes.
Looks very, very good.
Say it again.
Looks comfortable, makes some mistakes, but hey,
Say it again.
A guy wide open, he airmailed it. Making mistakes, you're going to do that as a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. Use his legs, his ability to make some plays on the run.
He got comfortable.
That throw to Terry McLaurin was an absolute pearl.
Dime.
That was a dime piece.
Brady would call that a dime.
And I would also say this, Wiggy, correct me if I'm wrong. If Jaden Daniels were not playing in the first three games, the Commanders would likely be 1-2 or 0-3. And the fans of that team that defend the organization would say, the issues aren't the quarterback. Look at this offensive line. Look at the secondary. Look at all. And it's like, these people don't understand how this all began in the first place. You were on a team that was 0-2. They were 32 in the CBS Sportsline power rankings, and the blurb was because there's not 33 teams.
Yeah.
The quarterback changed and everything changed. And it's never meant more to have a good quarterback than it does in 2024.
It is going to be infuriating if the number three pick in the draft stands on the sidelines, clipboard in hand, earpiece in all season long. It's going to be infuriating.
This whole narrative, it's like so annoying. Of you're going to ruin a guy, you're going to do this, you're going to do that.
It's not even that, though. I mean, Gerard Mayo saying that Jacoby Brissett will win us more games is the better guy to go with.
Courtney, he said that not only on this show yesterday, but then he doubled down when he met with the media after our show yesterday and essentially was roundabout calling people out and saying that everybody needs to get behind Jacoby Brissett and support Jacoby Brissett.
We kids in the streets, we like to call that, that's cap.
That's cap?
That's what we kids are calling that nowadays.
That cap from Gerard Mayo?
Yeah, come on. Do you really think, honestly, you watch the games just like Gerard Mayo watches the games, and we might not know what's going on in practice, but honestly, do you really think Jacoby Brissett gives you a better chance of winning?
I don't. I just don't. I don't know enough about Drake May, but I would like the opportunity to see.
We've seen in preseason and him playing in the first three games of what we've seen with Jacoby Brissett, our eyes can tell us that just their skill set alone, one guy has way better upside than another. And when you have a way better upside, and like last night, when things get clicking and the coaches have confidence in you, and guess what? They put you out there and they put you in a good position. Things can come to show.
Well, in addition to that, there was one unfortunate thing that happened last night. And that is that the dream of Mac Jones died last night.
Thank you for admitting that. That takes a very large person to do that.
I don't know if you saw it, but it happened right in front of our eyes. His dream was out there. it was Miami, and there was probably like some, he and Sophie were on a beach, and there was a picnic, and all kinds of Instagrammable things around them, and all of a sudden, right in front of our eyes, that dream just, it vanished.
Yeah, it vanished real quick.
Vanished into thin air, that
and
dream.
You close up the island, like board up the island tiki hut?
We were there for a half a day.
I'm pretty sure a volcano erupted.
It was a day trip. We took a day trip to Mack Island yesterday, and unfortunately, there was a storm coming. Storm predicted, so.
Tough.
Unfortunate, but you know what? We'll see what happens.
That was, I think, my favorite moment of the weekend. I saw he was coming in the game. I immediately turned it on. I said, I have to watch this. Not 30 seconds later was he stripped of the ball. And then the very next drive, tried to throw a pick six, and the defender dropped it. It was amazing.
This is Gino from Dorchester, who is looking for at 10 minutes past 6 in the early morning, and an emergency douche move ruling. Gino, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Every single morning, listen to it. You guys are phenomenal.
Thank you.
All right. I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and I noticed that a guy called in, you know, earlier in the show, and I would say a little bit later, he got on the line again.
Oh, the worst.
Now, for your fans that are just, you know, diehards, I was a little ticked off because what if I was calling and, you know, you call and sometimes you go straight to voicemail or, you know, you don't get picked up. I just think, me personally, I think that's one of the biggest douche moves in sports talk radio when you as a fan. Now, you know what I mean? I think that guy should be barred from calling in.
Okay. What was it, Fitzy?
So you're putting the douche move on him. Did he use a pseudonym when he called in the second time, or did he use the same name?
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what that word means. Wiggy probably doesn't either.
That means did he use a fake name?
Yes.
Greg could have easily said it that way. Did he use?
Nope. He used a real name.
I know.
I learned a new word.
Wiggy hates vocabulary.
Could have easily said, did he use a fake name?
It triggers.
Did he use a pseudonym?
A bit pretentious.
Well, I mean, come on.
It's like,
speaking of people on the radio that are probably like, you know, construction workers.
Wiggy.
I'm talking about people that are construction workers.
It's giving rich socialites.
Yeah, your first responders. We're talking to blue collar people, and you're going, did they use a pseudonym? Pseudonym? What the hell is that?
Hey, I went to college, Wiggy. I just didn't really pay attention too much, all right?
Well, most of us didn't pay attention to college, so at least speak the language that we all speak as Americans.
I don't think there's vocabulary classes in college.
I never have walked up to anybody and said, hey, did he use a pseudonym?
I know. I thought Greg was calling me out of my name, but you know, it's all good, Greg. I appreciate you, brother.
Gino, I appreciate you. I thank you for the call. I think that the airwaves should be spread evenly out for everybody. So I would agree with you.
I love you guys, man. I really appreciate what you guys do for the radio. Honestly, Courtney, you're a smoke.
Oh,
have a good day, guys.
Gino.
And Gino, do us all a favor. Call back in 3 hours and say this exact same thing, and Wiggy will take it like it's the first time he heard it.
I'll use a pseudonym.
Yeah.
Look at that, Gino. Yeah. Word of the day. Love it.
Make the airways great again.
Gino, no one ever used pseudonym in a sentence before, but great.
Okay. I'm not doing this all morning. Like somebody in the Twitch chat says Greg is using the ACT to English dictionary. I'm not using ACT to English. Pseudonym is a word that people
spell it. That's what you always do.
Do you know what it starts with? What letter do you think it starts with?
I'm going to guess an S.
Nope.
No. No, it does not.
No.
The first letter is silent.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. So what's it start with?
P.
So spell it.
P-S-U-E-D. Sued.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
O-N-Y-N-M or something like that.
There we go.
The E and U, I'm not sure which one.
Sue Studio.
Maybe U-E.
It's E-U.
It's a Phil Collins song.
Yes, it is. Great job.
Ooh, Phil Collins. Phil Collins rejoin?
Yes, please.
Okay.
We should do a word of the day every day.
Said no one ever.
Vega 3 NH in the Twitch chat.
What is it? What?
Vega 3 in the Twitch chat. Fat GPT.
Listen, I don't. Okay, so I'll dumb it down then. Is that what you want?
Yeah, please.
Okay, all right. I'll dumb
I want to learn a word a day.
I mean, that would have been nice and easy. Did he use a fake name? That's all you had to say.
Oh, that was excellent.
I mean, I didn't really. I just. That's the first word that popped to mind. Yeah. Pseudonym. I mean, I don't know. So
6 o'clock in the morning.
Greg, if you want to be more pretentious, you could say nom de plume.
Oh, God.
Well, if the individual were an author, yes. That only applies when the individual is writing.
True. Touche.
Hence the plume. Plume is French.
Yes, it is.
For pen. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, right? Of course.
The only French word that matters is palm frite.
It might be French for feather, hence the feather pen that used to be used.
The quill, if you will.
The quill and pen, yes.
Plum is English for fruit.
All right. Well, don't challenge, please. If you're planning on calling the show this morning, and you should, please don't challenge Wiggy at all.
I'm just saying, use words that we all know.
Please don't. This is Tim. Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, Curtis, you were so right yesterday about Kraft. I've been saying, and we've all been saying for years now, I mean, not 5, 6, 7. Brady used to get punished even on that offensive line. I hate to say it. But he could have been that much better if they had a better offensive line, believe me. Yeah. But I tell you what, the team is going nowhere without even, I mean, I want to see May. I want to see Milton. I don't care who you put in. One of those two kids can do great for this team, but they need an offensive line. Without spending, they're done. They're going nowhere. The offensive fullbacks, quarterbacks, wide receivers can't get anywhere without a good offensive line. Yeah. Look at Miami.
Well, Wiggy made a great point about last night and Jaden Daniels, and I think that it makes a lot of sense when you look at it that way.
Can we stipulate something?
Yeah.
Nobody thinks the Patriots are a great team, so we don't need to begin every call with what. Like, we all agree this isn't a great team, but what do you do this year that makes it not a wasted year? You see what you have with the most important position, and you see if he can elevate those around him. This isn't rocket science. It's simple, and it's just the aversion of a guy in Elliott Wolf who has accomplished nothing in the NFL that has assumed this vacuum of power left by Bill Belichick. And we're like, Gerard Mayo is deflecting to this guy. I don't know about you guys. I trust Gerard Mayo than I do Elliott Wolf about football. Call me crazy. Mm.
Do we feel like this is a good running football team?
Yes.
So we feel like the offensive line, and even Mayo said it to us yesterday, they do a good job when it comes to run blocking. All right, so what better way to make things easy on a young quarterback that is mobile by putting him behind an offensive line in an offense that can run the football and utilizing his legs where you can incorporate him into the running game as well? And then what that will do, it will open up the passing game, especially play action, which Mayo talked about. Very simple, very easy, because now you not only do you have a good running game, your O-line does a good job run blocking, you have now a quarterback that you can implement into that running game. You like that word, implement?
Yeah, I do. I like it.
And what that does, it makes the defense have to slow down their pass rush, and that's the way you give the young kid confidence
hold
and you
on,
help
no,
your
hold
offense.
Hold on a second. Some concern now that Tim, the caller that we just had, may have been Gino using a nom de guerre. That is a complete douche move. Is that Gino calling back and utilizing a nom de guerre?
Oh, might have been. Yeah.
That is outrageous.
He might have got by us.
If that's what just happened here, I am going to be extremely bothered all morning long. All right. Well, it's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20. But before that, we will get to our leads in just about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll talk about why Bert Breer says there is a real risk when it comes to inserting Drake May at any point this season.
Oh, my God.
In case anybody's wondering, Albert Breer and Elliott Wolf are good buds.
Yeah, I cannot say. Because I wish I had the capability to be able to talk to people like that. So then they can really break it down to me after I say, give them all the things that I think would be beneficial from playing. So then I can hear their moronic comeback as far as, well, you can't play him. Why? You got to ruin the kid. Why? The
O-line. Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams look good this week. Actually, Bo Nix did too.
Yeah. And all you're doing is, as somebody who's played Bert Breer, I like to call him Albert, Big Al, somebody who's played in the league, it is so much more beneficial when you're out there playing. We had a guy on this radio station in Matty Ice, similar situation.
Same pick.
Same pick. Came from the same type of college, ACC.
Yep.
And here's, don't take it from me, because I played tight end, who played quarterback for, what, 15, 16 years, and said how helpful it was for him
to start immediately.
To start immediately.
Yep, yep. All right, well, we got a lot to get to on today's show, and that includes Courtney and what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-1 yesterday on the road. They've got another one in Toronto tonight, 7:07, first pitch with Brian Bayo getting the start.
Curtis, did you notice that they started to float out so as to prepare the fans that Devers may just be in a DH role going forward?
I you know what? I missed that, unfortunately, but I could totally understand it. And I don't know. I was saying that they made the right decision with Devers over Bogarts, but Bogarts is heading to the playoffs. He's had a pretty good year, and Devers has been pooping the bit.
A lot of money committed to a guy who's just going to DH going forward. But who am I to judge?
If I was just going to get a guy for a lot of money that might end up DHing, I would have given it to Shohei.
Well, you can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Two Monday Night Football games last night. The Bills took down the Jaguars 47-10, the final. And like we already said, Greg's guy, Mac Jones, came in to make his Jags debut in the fourth quarter on just his third play of the night. Jones got strip-sacked by Javon Solomon, with Buffalo recovering deep in Jacksonville territory for another Bills touchdown.
Uh-oh.
Not great.
Wiggy, uh-oh.
Yeah, didn't look good. I tell you, Josh Allen, the Bills look good, man.
What's up with Trevor Lawrence, though? Kind of a fall for him.
Yeah, I don't know. They paid him all that money. I don't know what's
Doug
going
on. Doug Peterson stinks. That organization is so bad. They're so dumb.
Yeah, but if you're Trevor Lawrence, you can't now blame two coaches for why you're not an all-time
And he didn't blame the first coach. We all talked about that. He took that on the chin. He did not have any excuses.
But we knew the first coach was a moron, Urban Meyer. But we all felt like Doug Peterson was a good coach, you know. Had success as a offensive coordinator in this league. And first year looked good, right? Didn't they make the playoffs with him?
Yep.
They came back and beat Herbert in that great comeback win.
And the Commanders take down the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels finished the night completing 21 of 23 passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 54 degrees, clear skies in Boston, a cloudy afternoon high in the mid-60s.